The Theater School at DePaul University presents August Wilson's Joe Turner's Come and Gone. Director, Phyllis E. Griffin. Fight Director, Nick Sands Pullen. Movement Director, Kamosha Murphy. Scenic Designer, Claire DeVito. Costume Designer, Meg Burke. Lighting Designer, Brian Shizaki. Sound Designer, Sebi Wolduk. Dramaturg, J.D. Garasegi. Stage Manager, Mario E. Wolf. Originally produced by Yale Repertory Theater, Lloyd Richards, Artistic Director. November 6th through the 15th, 2015. The Theater School at DePaul University, Fullerton Stage, 2350 North Racine Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. Email theaterboxoffice@depaul.edu. 773-325-7900. Cast in order of appearance. Seth Holly, played by Christopher Jones. Bertha Holly, played by Jerry Marshall. Bynum Walker, played by Jerome Beck. Rutherford Selig, played by Zevon Toplin. Jeremy Furlow, played by Jalen Gilbert. Harold Loomis, played by Bernard Gilbert. Zonia Loomis, played by Samantha Newcomb. Maddie Campbell, played by Leah Ayers. Reuben Mercer, played by Hunter Bryant. Molly Cunningham, played by Ayanna Bakari. Martha Pentecost, played by Lenore Hayden. The play will be performed with 1 10-minute intermission. Haze, fog, stage blood, and a knife will be used in this production. Joe Turner's Come and Gone is presented by Special Arrangements with Samuel French Incorporated. Time and place. August 1911, Pittsburgh. It is August in Pittsburgh, 1911. The sun falls out of heaven like a stone. The fires of the steel mill rage with a combined sense of industry and progress. Barges loaded with coal and iron ore trudge up the river to the mill towns that dot the Monongahela and return with fresh, hard, gleaming steel. The city flexes its muscles. Men throw countless bridges across the rivers, lay roads, and carve tunnels through the hills sprouting with houses. From the deep and the near south, the sons and daughters of newly freed African slaves wander into the city, isolated, cut off from memory, having forgotten the names of the gods and only guessing at their faces. They arrive dazed and stunned, their hearts kicking in their chests with a song worth singing. They arrive carrying Bibles and guitars, their pockets lined with dust and fresh hope. Marked men and women seeking to scrape from the narrow, crooked cobbles and the fiery blast of the coke furnace a way of bulging and shaping the malleable parts of themselves into a new identity as free men of definite and sincere worth. Foreigners in a strange land, they carry as part and parcel of their baggage a long line of separation and disbursement which informs their sensibilities and mark their conduct as they search for ways to reconnect, to reassemble, to give clear and luminous meaning to the song which is both a wail and a whelp of joy. By August Wilson. Director's Note. August Wilson's Joe Turner's Come and Gone is a dramatic tribute to all people who struggle with pain caused by violent separation, bondage, torture, and loss due to societal injustice. His play addresses pain that is connected to post-slavery conditions and is riddled with historic post-traumatic stress disorders handed down from decade to decade, generation to generation, as found in the American post-slavery experience. He is describing how to get past an internalized Joe Turner, if one is lucky enough to survive a real one. How the work of keeping the spirit tied up and bound is no longer done by a Joe Turner alone, but and the worst of suffered traumas is joined in the binding of the spirit by the very one who suffers from Joe Turner's established power to capture, torture, and exploit people for their labor. In this play, August writes to free the spirit from self-bondage to move on. August writes for people who have found creative ways to handle their own healing process through family ties, faith, community, music, and the imaginative spirit. His play is like a signal torch for the wounded. It lights the way for a person to heal and come into their whole self. It is a call to listen. He wants us to listen to his stories and leave the pain caused by forces beyond one's control. He wants to reach us through stories told by voices historically closer to the trauma of slavery. They are stories artfully crafted by a gifted man who during his life found himself to be on a similar path of recovery decades after the Holocaust of slavery. His play is a song. It calls to all individuals to understand the past, heal from it, and move on to a place of self-ownership and knowledge. It is a universal call for all to do this, and it is uniquely created and expressed through the voices of African Americans. He writes of individuals who, in 1911, are migrating from the promises of greater economic freedom and wanting to escape violent incarceration and social justice. They do it with a fierce pride and song in their hearts for a brighter future. In memory of August Wilson, Julian Bond, a civil rights advocate for all, and Cottonham Green, the brother who didn't make it. By Phyllis Griffin. Dramaturgy note. A quote by B.B. King. I've said that playing the blues is like having to be black twice. August Wilson liked to keep what he called the four B's in his mind when writing his Pittsburgh cycle. He felt that with these four B's, he had the right qualities to help him write a comprehensive expression of the African-American experience. The first B is Romare Bearden, the famous painter known to paint Pittsburgh and other African-American communities. Bearden's paintings have been appreciated for their unique commentary on African-American rights and struggles, but also for the technique by which he created his works. Mill Hand's Lunch Bucket inspired Joe Turner's Come and Gone, as it depicts a boarding house in Pittsburgh and its inner functions. The second B is Baraka. Amiri Baraka is a famous author, poet, and playwright who not only inspired Wilson's content but his drive. Wilson directed multiple Baraka plays, including four Black revolutionary plays. A major theme of Baraka's work and Wilson's work is the idea of an African-American confronting head-on their white oppressor. The third B is George Luis Borges. Borges is a famed Argentinian poet, an author known for his metafiction, which entails dissecting fiction and self-consciously discussing its conventions. Wilson credits Borges with teaching him how to become a storyteller and how to capture the how instead of the what. Finally, the fourth B is the blues. The fabric of culture in the United States can be directly linked to blues music. Wilson was inspired not only by the genre as a fantastic example of artistic expression of the African-American experience, but by the intricacies and technicalities of the form. While watching the play, pay close attention to the dialogue and you'll see a lyrical quality with call and response and repetition. The title of the play is taken from an old blues folk song. Blues music is the lifeblood that runs through Wilson's work, giving animation to both context and structure. As blues stem from an awareness of an absence or broken promise, Wilson plays depict African Americans' lost connection to their roots. By J.D. Garasegi, BFA4, Dramaturgy/Criticism, and Rachel Brzezinski, BFA2, Dramaturgy/Criticism. We'll see you at the show.